This week I'm going to be interviewing Kevin O'Malley from the Scaries Theatre Group. Hi Kevin, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Oh, hi Alison, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And yourself?
Very well, sure.
Okay, just to get a quick little bit of background on the Scaries Theatre Group before we start discussing Juno and the Paycock, which is coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
The Scaries Theatre Group has been running for quite a few years. Could you tell us a little bit about its background?
Sure. Well, I'm only in it about 10 years, but it was there a long time before I arrived on the scene, going back, I think, about 70 years at this stage. And it was originally known as the Marleyan Musical Society. And we've kind of stopped doing musicals now for maybe, 10, 12, 15 years now at this stage. We're concentrating instead on full-length plays. We do 3 full-length plays a year. And we also have a one-act festival. That's a festival of short plays in which theatre groups from around the country compete, you know, for best actor, best play, best director, that kind of thing. And it's a terrific feast of drama for that November weekend every year. And the plays we do each year ourselves, what we invariably do are kind of the tried and trusted winners, if you like. You know, so we're very conscious of our audiences, keeping our audiences happy, keeping them sweet. So this year, it being the anniversary, the centenary anniversary of 1916, we thought that, you know, we would have to do a Seán O'Casey play. We decided to go for Juno and the Paycock, probably his most successful and most popular play. And as I told you a few days ago when we were talking about this, we're actually very lucky because we're actually the only group in Ireland who are allowed to do it, who have got permission to stage Juno and the Paycock this year. So there is a situation where if there's a professional production on at the same time, and in this case there is in the Gate Theatre and also in the Everyman Theatre in Cork, no amateur group is allowed to put it on at the same time. But it's kind of a rather convoluted sequence of events. We actually got the rights, and after we got the rights and paid for them, the agent honoured their agreement to let us go ahead and stage this wonderful, wonderful play.
It gives you a fantastic head above the rest of the groups, I think.
Yes, indeed, yeah. It's we're running from February the 10th, which is just next Wednesday. February the 10th to the 20th is 2 weeks, Wednesday to Saturday. And it's in the Little Theatre in Scaries. And the bookings are coming in thick and fast as we speak. The interest is very high already. And we're in a situation where this is actually our third production, in living memory at least, of this particular play. And believe it or not, some of the actors who were in the production we did 15 years ago in 2001, a lot of those actors are reprising the roles that they played back then in this year's production. So it's going to be a really must-see production.
And how would you go about getting tickets for the production?
The tickets are available in Scaries Book Club. But also, if any of your listeners have a pen handy, there is a phone number for bookings, for reservations. They can actually ring or even text their requirements. And the number is 087-210-5432. So they can book that way. The tickets, by the way, are €12 and €10 for usual concessions. That's for students, unwaged, unemployed, or old age pensioners. But that's €12 also includes a free, a complimentary glass of wine.
Sounds like
a
deal.
If you don't like a glass of wine, you can have a nice cup of tea or coffee. And we're fairly unique in that regard. Other theatre groups don't provide such refreshments at the interval of their plays.
I shouldn't think so, no. And how would people go about getting involved in the Scary Theatre Group?
Well, once again, they can actually, if they come along to the play, they can talk to any of the front of house team there. There are people there who are looking after front of house, as we call it, you know, the tickets and the seating and so on. And they can even join us afterwards in the bus bar. Normally we have a bit of a session discussing how the play went that particular night or whatever in the bus bar in Skerries. But they can also ring that number, that's 087-210-5432. And we'll take it from there. We're always looking for new members. We're looking for new actors. We're looking for people working backstage, for directors, for set painters and so on, set construction people. We don't discriminate, if you like. We have people in our group from 16 to 76. And it's a perfect vehicle for people to show their talents and express themselves artistically. And we do need people to sweep the floor. I've swept many a floor myself, and all the actors. It's a great thing about amateur theatre that there's a great spirit among us. We give each other a dig out when some of us are putting on a play, and then when it's our turn, when it's say my turn to put on a play, then the other people give me a dig out and so on. So the team spirit is just second to none. There's no prima donnas. There's nobody gets paid. You know, the directors don't get paid. The actors don't get paid. But the 12 euro that people pay at the door, that's to cover things like rights, rehearsal facilities. You know, the hiring of the hall and that kind of thing. And it's just basically for us to break even. And we're hoping to make a few improvements in the little theatre over the next few years. But that's Shinshkeilala, that's another story.
Well, with any luck, you'll be able to get around to making those improvements. But until then, it's a great little theatre to have at your disposal.
Oh, it's great. I mean, sometimes we feel that it's not quite as fancy as other theatres that we could think of, like the one in Rush is beautiful. I was in Dundrum only a couple of weeks ago, and it was just gobsmackingly beautiful, and the very, very latest facilities. But we have found again and again that we find the little theatre is quite modest. It's quite informal, if you like. But though we say so ourselves, our productions are so good that people don't mind that, you know. They come along, the lights dim, and they get stuck into the play, and they really, really enjoy it. And of course, as I said, the glass of wine at the interval warms the cockles of your heart as well.
Yeah, of course. So you can go to the poshest theatres on the planet and you will not get a glass of wine complimentary at the interval.
No, that's absolutely the case, yeah. Yes, indeed.
It certainly sweetens the deal.
This is Sean O'Casey's most popular play, Juno the Paycock. And if anybody's driving around the Skerries area in the next week or so, apart from the political posters that we see up on every tree and every lamppost, you see quite a few posters for Juno and the Paycock. And we would hate if people left it to the second week. We run for 2 weeks, but sometimes people leave it to the second week and they find that the place gets kind of booked out. So, as I said, it is important to try and maybe book early and to avoid disappointment in that regard. By the way, the play starts at 8:15, not 8 o'clock. We used to start at 8 o'clock and we found there was a problem then with parking and other people using other facilities in the Skerries Community Centre, and there was a bit of a log jam there with traffic. So we decided to leave it for 15 minutes. So we started at 8:15, which is a little bit more convenient for everybody all round.
And gives everybody a chance to get to the loo before the show starts as well.
Everybody what? I beg your pardon?
A chance to get to the loo before the show starts.
Absolutely.
That extra 15 minutes
really
makes a huge difference.
Ah, it does, yeah. So, by the way, I have in my hand here, I have two complimentary tickets for Thursday, the 11th of November. The 11th of February. I think I may have mentioned this to you in the introductory letter that I sent you last week.
Yes.
That if there's somebody there in your listenership who would like two complimentary tickets to Juno and the Paycock on Thursday, the 11th of February. I'd certainly like to give it to the first person who rings and says,
well, certainly,
give us the answer to this question. Who wrote Juno and the Paycock? How about that?
Well, certainly, if anybody knows the answer to that question, if they could contact Near FM. Mm-hmm. And
what's the number? The number for Near FM.
The number for Near FM. You'll have to bear with me, I'm afraid.
Sorry, I should have actually. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
That's no problem. I can get it. That's the thing about, see, we pre-record, it's not a live
show.
So we can edit it.
You won't believe this, but I have another phone here beside me, and this is the Scariest Theatre Group phone, and now I have it on silent because of this, but in the last, 6 minutes, there have been two bookings coming in here. I just see it here, two new messages, two bookings, so that confirms what I've been telling you, that the bookings are actually beginning to come in thick and fast. So that's what I'd like to. I don't know if that number that you rang me on is the number for Near FM.
No,
but anyway,
that's
I'm
not.
Sure
that's
people
my number.
Can Google Near FM and get the number that way.
Yeah, and they can visit the website on nearfm.ie.
Sure.
And the number is there. Or
okay, so.
I can give me a moment and I will find it. But it certainly sounds. And do you find that you get a lot of support from the local community in Skerries?
Yeah, we do indeed. We have a patron scheme whereby people who would like to support theatre, the Skerries Theatre Group, they pay a particular fee, in this case €70, at the start of the theatre year, in our case, October. And that entitles them to two free tickets, or no, that entitles them to two tickets for each of our shows and the three nights of the Moorland Festival. So, on face value alone, they actually save €42 by doing that. But even apart from those patrons with a capital P, we also have people who come along, they may be family and friends of the cast and crew of the particular play. And we also have people who just find out about it by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all these things that I'm not an expert on, and they see the posters around, they see the posters in the shops, they hear about it, they might have read the fantastic three-page spread in the current issue of Scariest News, and they decide to come along, and we find that again and again, they're always pleasantly surprised. For some of them, it might be their first visit to the theatre. They might find that the prospect of going into the city centre, to the Abbey Theatre or the Gate, is a bit daunting, and they're inclined to put it off, maybe. But to go to your own local theatre, and maybe to see some of the people that you see from time to time on the street and in the cafes and in the pubs, to see them actually there on the stage, and it's quite an eye-opener, and it's quite a... It's quite an exhilarating experience to experience this live theatre on your doorstep.
I'd imagine it's exhilarating.
It is indeed, yeah. It doesn't mean that every play we do is a comedy, you know. This particular play is not a comedy, it's actually
Absolutely not,
a tragedy. But of course there are plenty of hilarious lines in it. Among them a lot of the malapropisms by Captain Boy himself. Including the final line, which is a line that he repeats a few times throughout the play. The whole world is in a terrible state of chassis. And Sean O'Casey certainly had his finger on the pulse of tenement life in Dublin back in 1922 when the play is set. He himself came from a rather refined background, but he was certainly able to conjure up the spirit of the times, and he's certainly able to empathise with the plight of the working class, the downtrodden, the poverty-stricken people of Dublin back in 1922. And, of course, a lot of the tragedy that they had, that they were experiencing, some of it was self-inflicted. Captain Boyle himself as is so often the case in theatre, the fort is held by the matriarch, the wife, the wonderful Amazon of a woman, Juno. And of course, she sometimes refers to her strutting, labelled husband as a peacock. So is Juno and the peacock. The play has always kind of been a bit controversial, not quite as controversial as his other plays like the Plough and the Stars, but it's always been somewhat controversial, but certainly much more than that. It's always been very popular, and it's a timeless classic, really. Some plays are dated and they just don't last the test of time, but Juno and the Peacock certainly is one of these timeless classics which will be evergreen in the hearts and minds of theatre-going people, particularly in this case the theatre-going people of Skerries and its environs.
And I'm sure it helps that there are people keeping it alive by performing it beautifully in the local community.
In actual fact, when I was flicking through the Skerries News, the current issue, one of the many details they tell you, here's 10 things you probably didn't know about Juno and the Peacock. And certainly, even though I would consider myself well up on Juno and the Peacock and Sean O'Casey and so on, a lot of these were news to me. One of them being that, for instance, the Malting House pub in Skerries has a plaque above its door to one F.J. McCormack, who lived in Skerries and acted in over 400 plays for the Abbey Theatre. He was the first ever to play Joxer and was subsequently immortalised in this role by the renowned Dublin-born stained glass artist Harry Clark. So there are also references in this article to film versions of Juno and the Peacock going back as far as 1930, Alfred Hitchcock did a film of it. That was news to me.
There was a stage production
of it on Broadway with, believe it or not, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon in the roles of the two layabout guys. So some of those items were of news to me, and of course of great interest to the people of Skerries. So I'm not directly involved in it, in as much as I'm not actually acting in it or I'm not directing it, but I just absolutely, like the rest of the Skerries Theatre Group, cannot wait for the 10th of February. I don't know, we'll have the opening night.
I'm sure
the opening night, by the way, all the proceeds of the opening night.
I'm sure all the lucky ticket holders are looking forward to their opportunity to go and see this production of Juno and the Peacock. Thank you very much for coming into the show. It's been really great having you. And break legs with the production. And
thank you very much, Alison.
Keep in touch and let us know about any future production that may be going ahead.
Will do. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.